Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. Welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And on yesterday's broadcast, we began looking at the subject of gentleness, that it is one of the fruit of the Spirit, which means it's a very aspect of the character and personality of our Father, of Jesus, as well as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is called a dove. Remember in John's Gospel when Jesus was baptized? The Holy Spirit came to rest upon Jesus as a dove. And that's a beautiful symbol for the Holy Spirit, because in the natural, the dove has no barbed beak to hook or kill its prey. It does not have talons to seize the unwary. It doesn't eat meat from other animals or thrive on their destruction. The dove makes a constant wooing sound for its mate, and it's mournful when it doesn't come. The believer is the Holy Spirit's mate, a helper, one who walks alongside, and the heavenly dove woos us to God through His gentle and continual wooing. He brings us to Jesus. He focuses on Jesus in our lives. He unveils Him, if you will. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 4 through 10. But in all things, approving yourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and yet behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. To the natural man, that would sound foolish. It sounds like a total contradiction. But it's true. We possess all things in Jesus. Praise God. If we have the Lord, we've got all that we need. Praise God. In this chapter that we just are looking at, chapter 6, the believer is told to let the world see that he's connected to the vine in many kinds of circumstances. Look at all the ways that Paul listed that. In verse 6, we're told that while we are in these circumstances, we are to approve ourselves by certain things, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness or gentleness, by the Holy Spirit, by long-suffering. Gentleness, then, is one of the proofs to the world that we belong to God. In Scripture, we're called the sheep of the gentle shepherd, while the unbeliever is referred to as a goat. And what's the budding nature of a goat? Well, it does just that. It buds. It's hard. It's not at all of the characteristic of a lamb. In Colossians, the 3rd chapter, I'd like to read verses 9 and 10. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the knowledge of him that created him. So, beloved, the old man must be put off and the new man put on. Our old, stubborn, selfish nature must go. This new man is renewed after the image of Him, Jesus, who created him, the new man. As the created has the marks of its creator, so the branches are able to bear the kind of fruit of the vine from which they spring. Likewise, in verse 12, we go on to read, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness or gentleness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another." And verse 14 sums it all up. "Above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness." So what do we see in verse 5? It talks about the peace of God. "Let the peace of God rule and reign in your heart." And verse 16, "The word of God, discovered the joy of the Lord overflowing in song." Verse 17, "Whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God by Him." Praise God. "The Father is glorified because doing all in word or deed in His name with thanks is bearing much fruit." And then in verses 18 through 22, well, let me just read those. Husbands, no, let's start with 18. "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God." So, as we read on that in this chapter, we discover that the fruit already spoken of becomes the very basis for healthy relationships with wives, husbands, children, and in the working world of servants and masters. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 7 says, "We were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children." Paul is speaking about new Christians who have been won to the Lord. And gentleness is especially needed with new Christians because they're fragile. And while they feed on milk of the word, they must be handled with care. And then in 2 Timothy 2 and 4, the word says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach." Contrast is given here, striving versus gentleness. Striving is force, but gentleness is leaning on His resource. There's a similarity between a branch that bears fruit and a servant. Neither a branch nor a servant should have a rough or a pushy nature, if you will. Both should be yielded to the one who sustains their lives. Titus 3 and 2 says, "Put them in mind not to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men." How can we show gentleness in speaking? Well, by speaking praise to God and appreciation to others in a gentle tone. You know, it's been determined that the tone of voice is said to be 38% of communication. The actual literal words themselves, only 7%. So, what kind of actions would describe brawlings? Well, arguments, physical abuse, lies, exaggeration, swearing, backbiting, gossip, putting others down, slamming things around. Let me share just a few more scriptures with you. In James, the third chapter, verse 17, the word talks about wisdom. "The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without wrangling and without hypocrisy." If a person needed wisdom and asked for it, as James does instruct us, one result would be of having a wisdom that would produce in him a gentleness. That's the godly wisdom from heaven. It will produce gentleness. Verse 16 tells us of the things below. What are those? Those are envy and strife, which produces confusion and every evil work. These hinder the growth of spiritual fruit and rob God of being glorified. How can we tell if we're exercising gentleness? We will have peace. One can hardly exercise gentleness without peace within. And then a final scripture I would like to share with you. In 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 18, the word says, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward." We have a responsibility, beloved, to be gentle even when the people we're dealing with are not gentle. When we meet rough, angry, bitter people, it is then God is glorified by us showing His gentleness. In contrast, look at the world of man, how rough man is in the fallen nature, the violence of the world with the gentleness of God. My goodness, Jesus can be seen in us, and it's a powerful testimony, an effective attribute in soul winning. And you know, if the local church did not have gentleness or kindness and the accompanying fruit of the Spirit, it would be full of strife and fighting. Everybody would be out for himself and the church would run wild. But if we allow the Holy Spirit to develop this fruit within us, understanding that that's how the Lord deals with us, along with all the other marvelous fruit of the Spirit, that we will be a true testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Tomorrow we'll see what the Lord has for us. But at this point in time, I would like to invite you to write and share your prayer requests. Whatever you're going through, there's power in agreeing prayer. And the Lord does command us when two or three would agree as touching anything that He would do it. And so, beloved, I invite you to write. Thank you so much for listening. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.